Wolf Island, written by Nicholas Reed, illustrated by Ian McAllister, narrated by Christian Down, published by Orca Book Publishers. The Great Bear Rainforest is a majestic place full of tall trees, huge bears, and endless schools of salmon. Special wolves live in the rainforest too, often on the small islands that dot the rainforest's coast. They're special because they can swim. Of course, they don't swim as well as seals do. They swim more like dogs. Call it the wolf paddle. But they swim well enough that they might be considered marine mammals, like sea otters and whales. On an early spring day, one of these wolves decided to leave his family and make his way to another island to begin a new life. Wolves live in families just like people do. A male wolf and a female wolf are in charge of the family, and their young rely on them for companionship and protection. But sometimes, just as in human families, a member of an island wolf family will break away to start a new life on his or her own. This is where the expression lone wolf comes from. This particular lone wolf swam from his home to a neighboring island. In one way, the island was strange to him because he'd never been there before. But in another way, he was immediately at home because he knew there would be deer in the woods, clams in the sand, and seals in the sea. He couldn't hope to hunt a seal in the water. They were too sleek and slippery. But if one happened to haul itself onto the shore, the wolf would be ready to pounce.